Can you sing along to the ABC song? It's the Rhyme and Reason Podcast, episode 244.
There's a rhyme and reason for your life. There's a rhyme and reason.
Hey there, Tony here. Welcome to the Rhyme and Reason Podcast, and this time I want you to sing right along with me now. Let's do the ABC song. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. All right, I won't make you sing the whole thing, but if you're like most people who've been around, let's say longer than a couple of years, you know the ABC song, don't you? In fact, just because I mentioned it, and maybe because you read this or heard me say it here on the podcast, now that song is bopping along in your brain, and nothing you can do about it. And I'm going to go out on a limb and say, I'll bet you didn't learn it yesterday. Am I right? Oh, yeah. Well, what makes the ABC song so darn easy to remember? Well, start singing it, and you'll notice how each letter becomes a word to the song, and each phrase rhymes with the letter E. Pretty cool. The rhythm is going along in 4-4 time, and without realizing it, the melody was probably very familiar to you immediately. In fact, it's similar to the kind of tunes you heard in your favorite wind-up teddy bear or your crib mobile or maybe even a music box you had when you were little. The ABC song is so simple and catchy, you can sing it to newborn babies and you'll watch them begin to understand the ABCs. And yet, in that simple little song, you'll hear the musical equivalent of two verses and a chorus. And then the whole song resolves itself right at the end on Z. That's the simple and yet unequaled power of music. My mom told me about how her mom, my grandma, began losing her memory in her late 80s. And as grandma reached her 91st year, there wasn't much she could remember anymore. But she could remember some of her favorite old Southern hymns from when she was a girl, a little girl all those years ago. Some of the people who would visit Grandma during her last days in her hospital room would sing those hymns to her, and even when she wasn't functioning well, she could sing along. I remember my mom telling me about this. And it's just the simple melodies, the easy words, the nice flowing rhythm. Nothing's more powerful than music when you want someone to remember and basically never forget. So whether you own a business or you publish your own books or you offer some sort of service, use music to advertise. Now, of course, I'm going to tell you that since I write songs, right? I know you might be thinking that. And it's true, but it's also true and undeniable that music just plain works. So you want to dive in and get your own ABC song? Well, you're in the right place, because I'm going to tell you can go right to TonyFundenberg.com right now, send me your name and email and some information, you know, what you're interested in, and we'll get together and maybe we can work on something. And while you're there, why don't you just go ahead and jump on the one-of-a-kind Rhyme and Reason bandwagon and get my latest words, music, and voice delivered right to your inbox. You'll know when these podcasts come out. Actually, if you subscribe to the podcast, you'll know when these podcasts come out. I have all kinds of stuff that I share. If you haven't listened to it before, go back and listen to the archives. Listen to a bunch of episodes, free music all over the place, all kinds of great information. And be sure and share it with your friends and family and other business owners. I mean, don't keep all this good stuff to yourself, okay? That does it for the Rhyme and Reason Podcast, episode 244. I'll see you soon. And until then, remember, there's a rhyme and reason to life because God made you.
There's a rhyme.